4. He wore her down. There was a half-year wait between her being accepted for the post on Telluria and actually taking it up. It took him almost all that time to talk her round. Finally, a month before the ship would stop at Telluria to deposit her there, she agreed that he could ask contact if he could go with her. He suspected that she only did so to get him to shut up and stop annoying her. She didn't imagine for a moment that he'd be accepted too. He dedicated himself to arguing his case. He learned all he could about Telluria and the Katik. He reviewed the exobiological work he'd done until now, and worked out how to emphasize the aspects of it that related to the post on Telluria. He built up an argument that he was all the more suited to this sort of stoic sedentary post just because he'd been so frenetic and busy in the past. He was, well, not burnt out, but fully sated. This was exactly the right time to slow down, draw breath, calm down. This situation was perfect for him, and he for it. He set to work. He talked to the recent convert itself, a variety of other contact craft, several interested drones specializing in human psychovaluation, and a human selection board. It was working. He wasn't meeting with unanimous approval. It was about 50-50, with the recent convert leading the no group, but he was building support. In the end, it came down to a split decision, and the casting vote was held by the GSV Quietly Confident, the recent convert's home craft. By that time, they were back aboard the Quietly Confident, hitching a lift towards the region of space where Telluria lay. An avatar of the Quietly Confident, a tall, distinguished man, spoke at length to him about his desire to go with Dajel to Telluria. He left, saying that there would be a second interview. Gunnar Hofoen, happy to be back on board his ship with 100 million females aboard, though not able to throw himself into the task of bedding as many of them as possible in the 2 weeks available, nevertheless did his best. His fury at discovering one morning that the agile willowy blonde he'd spent the night with was another avatar of the ship was, by all accounts, a sight to behold. He raged. He seethed. The quietly spoken avatar sat, winsomely disheveled in his bed, and looked on with calm, untroubled eyes. She hadn't told him she was an avatar. He hadn't asked, she'd pointed out. She hadn't told him she was a human female either. She'd been going to tell him she was there to evaluate him, but he had simply assumed that anyone he found attractive who came to talk to him must want sex. It was still deceit. The avatar shrugged, got up, and got dressed. He was desperately trying to remember what he'd said to the creature the previous evening at night. It had been a pretty drunken time, and he knew he'd spoken about the jail and the whole Telluria thing, but what had he said? He was sickened at the ship's duplicity, appalled that it should trick him like this. It wasn't playing fair. Never trust a ship. Oh, grief! He'd just been wittering on about to jail and the post with a Katik, completely off guard, not trying to impress at all. Disaster. He was certain the recent convert had put its mother ship up to it. Bastards. The avatar had paused at the door of his cabin. For what it was worth, she told him, he talked very eloquently about both his past life and the Telluria post, and the ship was minded to support his application to accompany Dajel Galion there. Then she winked at him and left. He was in. There was just a moment of panic, but then an overwhelming feeling of victory. He'd done it!